flashback music, bringing you, reminding you that it's Throwback Thursday, right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We let the music talk too sometimes, like a piece of music. What did it say to you? Did it remind you of anything? I was just, you know, reminiscing the days when that particular piece of music came out and how that it was... A jam plus 21, you know? It was just an amazing piece of music. And Wanda Cole would put his entire heart into a piece of music.
Absolutely.
And that is an evident right there.
Sure, great music. I enjoyed listening to it, although I was, you know, cringing at some point. But yeah, I enjoyed listening to that.
You look
Oh, goodness.
You look Oh, beautiful piece of music, no doubt. It's Throwback Thursday, and this is Nigeria's number one for talk. I said that before. I'll say it again. Something so nice to say twice. And it is 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are...
The Techers. Welcome, Lagos. Check your times, 11 minutes past 10 o'clock. And today is the 25th of November, 2021. What a day to be alive. It's Thursday, like we've said. It's Throwback Thursday, if you like. Mm. And we're excited to be live again on radio with you. We're hoping that you had a good time last night. I crashed. You know when they say crashed? Mm. Like, literally, I crashed. Yeah. I got back home. I think I was, you know, did my... back and forth, you know, things in the house. And then when it clocked like 5 o'clock, I slept up till this very morning. Like, I slept up from 5 p.m. last night to this morning.
That means you were owing sleep.
Yeah, I had like backlog of sleep.
Absolutely.
I slept that long. And no jokes, guys. I'm not even joking. I slept from 5 p.m. yesterday and woke up this morning.
You know, when the body requests for its natural course,
right,
there's nothing you can do.
Absolutely.
You would try to lift your hand. You think maybe it's spirits that are attacking you. You would not.
Yeah.
You'd be hearing people from afar off, you know,
so
when you try to wake up.
Asleep.
Absolutely.
I slept that long. And
I'm happy you did.
I had to.
You need to rest.
I had to. Mm. I had to. How are you, though?
I'm doing great. Feeling good. You know, what has been on my mind, I won't lie, with all the stories about, you know,
snakes in the toilet.
I've been saying that today. I'll come on the radio and we'll talk about this, because the truth is, I don't know whether it's the global warming or the climate change, whatever it is it's called, but lately Nigerians have been sharing their stories about finding snakes in their house, especially
in
coming out from the
toilet
W's.
Bowl.
Yep. And, I won't lie, you know, look here. Before I reach the toilet, I'll first look well. I'll first put a anything there?
Flush.
Anybody there? You know, like, yo, anybody there?
Oh, goodness.
Let me know. Because it won't be funny. It won't be funny. No, it won't be funny. Huh?
Ay.
And then snakes in the plane just comes to my mind. And then,
no, don't go there.
And then I'm just like, many things, movies that have to do with snakes is playing in my mind. And look, it's been tormenting. And I felt like, hey, man, I don't know, maybe I'm not the only one. But there have been recent complaints. Nigerians have been sharing their stories about how they find snakes.
In
number of their toilets.
I have never experienced it before, and yes,
you have never. You want to experience?
I don't want to. I don't want to. I'm just saying that I've not experienced it, so I can't even share. You know, my own story of, you know, having to see snakes in the toilet. But I have seen videos, and trust me, looking at those videos alone is traumatizing.
Yeah,
and so there's that fear when you want to go to the toilet to sit down or, you know, do the do. And then you are, you know, using the toilet brush first, going around and flushing, you know, before sitting down. So, yeah, I get to do that most of the time.
Is there no chemical that you can just put there just in case? So
anything
in case
like
if it shows like that, if you just die and join the rest of the stuff. But, hey, it's been a worry. I don't know if Lagos, you've been worried also. You've been seeing those videos online. Or, I mean, I don't know.
Snakes in the toilet.
Personally, I'm not scared of snakes, really. Like, but not in the toilet. I'm not scared of snakes. If I see a snake, I could be scared of roaches than be scared of snakes. That's how weird I am. If I see a snake, I could... maybe because I grew up as a young chap and I was a hunter. So, yeah, I was a hunter.
Collins.
I've done many things.
I should call you Jack of all trades. You've done everything.
No, that's one story that, I mean, I've shared once. But I was a hunter. And those days in the village would build traps. You know, we'd take a whole... area. We just, you know, cordon an area as large as the whole of VI. So we now build like a fence using palm fronds and all the leaves and stuff. We build it round and then create holes, you know, with traps there. Most times you would come and you've caught a snake. And then the snake, the wife or the husband of the snake is there waiting for you.
Really?
So yes, yeah, waiting for you. So we're trained on how to like deal with snakes, you know, knowing when they're angry, knowing when you can pick it up with your hands and, you know, it would not harm you.
For real?
Yeah, at times. I mean, snakes, if you understand them, you know how to pick them. So we learned all that. We also had some more jars like that. They say, it's jars. So I didn't know. They told us that with that, if it bites you, nothing, the apple.
What was that?
It used to, I don't know.
Was it a leaf or something?
No, it would rub something in our hands and they were also like, that kind of stuff. But, you know, yeah, it was a great experience. Trust me, I had that experience. So growing up, I've never scared of snakes. You know, we pick them up. But in the toilets, bro, man, that's the most vulnerable place. I don't even want another human being in the toilet when I'm there. Talk less. No, that's the truth because that's where you become vulnerable.
Yeah.
Imagine if someone was to attack you while you're in the toilet. You're done for, man. You say, please wait, let me finish. Right. You'll be like, yo, don't attack. So, guys, we don't know if you have been worried about that, too. We just put this on the radio to hear your opinion. Mm-hmm. It's been a major talk.
Yeah.
Even Don Jazzy recently posted a video on his page and was showing Nigerians how to use the toilet in just in case there's a snake in there. You know, a very funny video. That bros is an Agbaya. Anyways, but, you know, I saw the video. That's to let you know that it's a major conversation
out
there.
It is, actually. I have seen quite a few videos online as well. But, hey, Lagos, are you worried? Have you experienced a snake in your toilet bowl?
Yeah.
I don't want to ever experience it. And I'm sure you two don't ever want to experience it. But, hey, guys, you want to tell us up if you've had that experience also, and then tell us what is going on around your area. Remember, the first hour of the show is the Feel of Lagos. Also, from 11 to 12 will be time for Family Clinic, where that someone is in the clinic who needs our help and needs our advice. Today's story, it is touching, but the person seemed very angry, very, very angry. But we'll get to that from the 11 o'clock hour. For now, it's the Feel of Lagos to tell us what's going on around your area and how you are feeling this morning.
The numbers haven't changed, have they?
No, they haven't. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that as well.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp messages. A lot of messages are coming in, right?
Right.
The phone lines are buzzing too. So where do we go? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
We'll take phone lines first.
Absolutely. The first call's coming up now.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I'm a first-time caller.
Wow. Welcome. Cheers to life.
Yeah, have you always enjoy your program?
Thank you.
I'm calling from Apapa Road. I live in Surulere.
Okay.
It's been epic. Since last week that Stadium Bridge was blocked.
Yeah.
It's not easy to come out in the morning, especially going back in the evening. Please help us to appeal to the Lagos State Government to help us so that they can fast track the job.
Okay.
So that the traffic can be eased. Because the transport fare has been triple, not just double.
I can imagine.
From 200 naira to 400, 500 naira at times.
Wow.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Bella.
Oh, Bella. Bella, Bella. Call back, Bella. Bella, Bella. Call back. More calls coming.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Welcome.
This is Daniel calling from Shibiri.
Welcome, Daniel.
Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you. I want to share my experience.
Okay.
So, yeah, one day I came back. I live in a two-story building, and there's no much bush around my area. And I came back and opened my room. wanted to easy myself, behold, I saw a big snake on my window, in the window of the toilet.
Wow.
So I decreased and they ran out.
You run?
Yeah.
Small snakes. Snake.
You want
come
me
on,
to
snake.
Say, I don't understand you. You did the right thing.
You
Daniel.
Left your house. You gave up.
Then I took courage and came back and they used something to kill the snake. And then this issue of the Air Force officer that was killed, in Abuja and something. Since that time, the thing had been coming to my mind.
Okay.
Even yesterday night, as I was about to use the toilet, I had to use, there was no light. I used torchlight to look everywhere.
Mm.
So it has been coming to my mind. I have to tell you the truth. It has not been it's not funny.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Serious issue now, I must tell you.
All right. Thank you so much. I thought as much because, you know, like I said, as in these days, I've become inspection officer in the toilets before. Not like, you know, I don't trust the area, but the truth is, you never say no. I mean, you heard about the Air Force officer they talked about that was killed by a snake from the toilet bowl. And that's serious. Bella is back. Bella.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm very good too.
Yes!
Welcome, you made it.
First of all, I just want to say thank you. Andre and Colin, you guys make Lagos bearable for us. Make Lagos bearable for me. But I'm now known to carry my phone around because I carry my phone just because I want to listen to Nigeria.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay, on this our snake issue, I have never experienced it. God knows that I can't even stand it. I would never experience it in Jesus' name. But now there is this, I don't know what that's called, fear. Everywhere I enter now, I try to look around. I have like four toilets in my house. So what I did yesterday was I got salt, I got hypo, I got happy, I mixed everything together, and I put it through. And I had to flush around. Nobody's in the house. I'm just the only one in the house. So all the other toilets now. Mm. Every morning I was like Colin said, is anybody there?
I bet prevention is better than cure, man.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I've never seen like snake. No, God will not let me see them. I cannot even stand roach. I can't kill a gecko, not a natural snake in my house by myself.
Yes,
it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
By the way, I think Nigerians should. I think there's something they can do. Like somebody suggested, fumigate your stock away. So I'm actually looking for anybody who knows how to fumigate stock away. I don't know how to fumigate stock away.
That's right.
How to fumigate a septic tank that is underground? I don't understand. But we're going to look for a way to fumigate it and just
absolutely.
Let me stay out there.
Absolutely, Bella. See. Thank you so much. She's such a vibe.
Yeah.
And the truth is, that's the thing. It's call to action. Fumigate your area, your environment, your stock away. A crazy story, man. I know some people will be like, let's take Michael.
Okay.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome,
what's
Michael.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
You are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Now, before I say the story, please help us say Lagos State. Number one, Ogombo Sengotede Road. They started the work, but it's been so slow. they are doing drainage. The whole heap of sand blocked the road. When it rains, it's terrible.
Mm.
Then the second one is between Aja and Chevron. Mm. My brother and my sister is a nightmare in traffic because they're also walking on the road. Mm. So they should help us out.
All right.
Because going out now is like your heart is on your hand because of the traffic.
Can imagine. Right.
Now on the issue on ground, it's scary though. My own experience is, I came back one day, I wanted to open windows from outside. One long snake dropped on my hand.
What?
I'm telling you, it was, at first, you know, normally scared, but later as I chased it and I couldn't find it, just ran into somewhere. But the issue of toilet is this, I think it is more of us. When we are building, constructing, the plumbing pipes are always left open without capping it. Normally, when the plumbers do that, we are supposed to cap it before the finishing.
Okay.
Because these reptiles, because they are cleaning the environment, they need where to hide. So when those pipes are left open, they can go there.
That's right.
And after finishing, we don't flush test and all those that are with total water, sensitizer, whatever. We start using. So they've been living there with us until the time they got to that WC, most of the time. So maintenance, checking up, then also regular, like you said, fumigation and maintenance, not allowing bushy environment and dirty environment around us.
That's right. It's also... Thank you so much. Well said. We're going to break down. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Hey. Oh, somebody hold your head right now and say, Masu.
That's a piece of music. Trust me. That's how you let the music talk.
Goodness.
That is exactly how you let the music talk. Trust me. And that piece of music almost took me back.
It did.
You know, like, not like almost took me. It took me.
It did.
You know. Oju TV. But you know. That's an inspirational tune.
Absolutely. Just keep going. Keep moving. The places that your mother did not go, you will go and you will pass. The places that your father did not go, you will go and you will pass. That is why I say you should hold your head and say what? Jimatsu.
Absolutely. That's a powerful piece of music.
It is.
Welcome back, Lagos, Nigeria. It's 10:44. That's what the time says. And check your clock. Make sure it's correct. And we are Vitekus Live, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And yes, before we went on that break, it's still the Fuel of Lagos, of course. And they were asking what is going on around your area and how you are feeling this morning. We also brought about the snakes in the toilet bowl conversation. It has been trending on social media where that people are seeing snakes in your toilet.
Yep.
Are you one of them? Have you witnessed any? Have you experienced any? It's so scary to think about it. But a lot of people are sharing their experience and we want to hear more. All right. The phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. And then the female only line is 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message?
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 of WhatsApp. And again, the fear is understandable because recently there's a report of an Air Force female personnel killed by snake bite inside the toilet in Abuja. Mm. And that, of course, got to the social media space and everyone was scared. And then after that, videos have been surfacing from different parts. I saw one of the videos in Ondo State and where the found snake in the toilet. So hey guys, it's a major
talk. It's a thing, it's happening. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, the teachers.
Good morning.
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Just alive! Woo! Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, you have
a... My name is Ellen. I'm calling from Elasta.
Welcome.
You have a powerful voice. Yes, so... Wow. Wow.
Andre, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Well done. It's been long.
Yes, so... Good to have you. Where have you been? Yeah. Where have you been all this time?
The last time I called, I told you I was in the hospital.
Ooh.
So, yes.
That's right.
We are still battling it.
Wow.
About God on our side. I just said, let me give a shout out.
Mm. That's right.
But how is he doing
well,
now?
I can eat all the tension. Mm. It's not been easy, but I'm trying to stay strong.
That's right. That's the spirit.
That's the right spirit.
And we have you in our prayers.
Yeah.
We have you in our prayers.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
The issue of this snake in the toilet. You know, I went to my toilet this morning. In fact, when once I flashed the torch, the story just came back to my mind. The toilet went back.
Goodness, I couldn't
go again. I was just looking. I said,
Abby?
In case this thing should come out of this toilet, what will happen?
Oh my. I can relate totally. Thanks for sharing your story. Appreciate you. Ojuku is calling from phase one. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning,
Seneca. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lego?
Yes.
Yes, the life.
My experience with the snake fall this morning, I woke up to go to the toilet. I ran to the toilet. Immediately, I stood up to look and flush again. It was whatever. I just laughed. Hey. The speed I used to stand up, man.
Oh,
I don't want trouble. Mm. I flush out. Don't look well again. Call shit. And I don't even... It takes time to toilet. I don't take 1 minute and come out.
Mind your language. People can be eating. You can't do the do.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ajuku. Appreciate you for calling, man. Please, mind, don't call it. We know what it is.
We know what it is.
Abi, do you go to the toilet to eat? Don't tell us. Don't say when.
Number one or number two, it's okay.
If I give a left hand now.
We can decode that from there. We have lots of WhatsApp messages, and I think we should take a few before we
absolutely
more calls.
More calls. The phone lines are fully buzzing.
Emmanuel from Mushi here says, good morning, the techies. This snake in the toilet, I'm still imagining. I have not visited the toilet for 2 days now. It says, these days I stand on the WC toilet because I can't imagine a snake biting me while using the toilet. It says, the Chiron, I will run come out for toilet. My neighbor would think that I am mad. Okay, that's coming from Emmanuel. Another one here says, do you know you can make a fortune from your talents? Collins, the snake catcher. Okay, this is Muhyiddin saying that you can become a snake catcher.
Oh, God. So the one I'm doing now is not enough for you.
Ignosia Dinunaji here says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, my dynamic couple. It's been a minute. Missed you guys like air. Says, doing a nice job as usual. As for the toilet and snake thingy, these days you have to see the way I act each time I get in there. My heart goes out to the family of the deceased Air Force lady in Abuja.
Sure.
And he says his lungu is calm. All right. He says, have a swell day. Thank you. Thank you for that one. Another is coming from Ruth. Okay,
before,
we have
but,
a...
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning. Night. Good afternoon. Good night. Good day.
All have been good.
Happy Easter.
Happy
Christmas.
Next story is making everybody confused.
Okay.
All right. I'm a first-time caller. My name is Alize.
Oh, good to have you. Let's talk.
Yes. This snake matter is... I've shocked this yesterday. I don't know how to go to the toilet. This morning, somebody told me to go and buy a sniper. And I think that's the solution. Snake is a sniper. Just spray it around the house and in the toilet, throw it there, and snake cannot even withstand it a minute. If there's a snake in that house, it will die automatically. So a sniper is the solution to that situation.
But you know, that thing is very dangerous. You have
it
to be
is.
Careful.
Yeah.
You cannot be in a house where you have sniper. You can't be inhaling that. It could kill.
When you spray it, you go out and to the sniper, the effect comes down before you enter the house.
All right. Okay. Well, I would rather suggest that you get a
local
professional
fumigator.
Yep.
Yeah, that can help you with that.
Aha. To do their job.
I think we should also give out a few tips that you can, you know, put into consideration.
Yeah.
If you are really scared about snakes being in your toilet bowl, we might just be handing you some useful tips that could help you with that.
Absolutely. More messages are coming in. Let's take them as our time is almost far spent.
Yeah.
These days, it's just like, hey, welcome to the show. And that's the show for today.
Ruth Pilas from Ikorodu here says, what's up, Lagos? I had this discussion less than 2 weeks ago. Our fear emanates from religion and the serpent story.
Yeah.
It says, I live in a rural area. I have resolved not to kill snakes anymore when I see them. This decision came when I went to Anambra to serve, and we were told in camp not to kill snakes if posted to Idemili.
Yeah.
It is important to note that not all snakes are poisonous, so we need to eliminate the fear first. This makes sense.
Absolutely, not all snakes are. I remember when I was in Imo State in Engbidi, there were some snakes in the backyard. You just see them moving around. I see if you know how lizards move around, I'd be like, hey, God, this snake, I want to attack. I said, no.
Yeah.
Cease fire, don't attack. These are peaceful snakes. And truly they were.
Yeah. There are a lot more messages. Let's see. This one here says, What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Andrea and Collins. I'm Solomon. I have been calling, but you're not picking. I had killed two snakes in my previous apartment at Igondu, Lagos. One in the kitchen and one at the doorpost. That environment is snake-infested area. I lived in that area for 5 years. I can say categorically in the compound we have killed more than 12 snakes on different occasions. I was told the landlord uses diabolical means to send snakes if he doesn't want you in his house anymore.
Wow.
The cause is believed to be the inferior material the landlord used in building his house. Okay.
Sony's on the line from Victoria Island. Hi, Sony.
Hi, Checkers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Yes.
Thank you so very much. Good to be on air with you guys once again.
Yeah,
we're glad to have you again.
You're welcome.
You guys are doing an awesome job, and I cannot do without hearing you guys every day on my way to work. Well done.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Now, concerning the topic of the day, my experience was not actually snakes.
Okay.
I got into the house and I went to the toilet, and I just opened the toilet cover, and what I saw was, I didn't get the picture, right? And I was like, what is this? So I took the toilet brush just to touch to know, because the whole toilet was full, as in it was full. Only for me to touch it, and I saw that it was a very fat, gigantic rat.
Wow.
Like, when I mean fat, at a pace you would think it's a rabbit. So I quickly shut the toilet cover back, and I was like, wait, did you just see that? What? How? When? Where? How did he come in here? And then I went back and opened to be sure. For a second time, and then he tried to jump out. I just knocked it back, and it was like I was dreaming. I just had to go back. The shout, the way I shouted from the toilet, my wife definitely had to run down. So when she heard what it was, she just went back. You know what? Do your thing, right? She just went, and then I had to go reach out to the security guy, because really at that moment I wasn't thinking.
Wow.
I was still trying to think how it got there, because I was looking at the bedroom. There is no hole on the net. There's no way it could have crept on the wall. There's no hole on the door. There's nothing actually that could welcome such a thing. Then for it to get into the toilet while it was closed.
Was it wet?
Yeah, it was wet.
It must have swam up through the pipes.
The circle.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
But how is it able to, like, crawl through the
if you ask me, you know who I go ask. We'll be right back. We need to go on another break. Welcome back. Nigeria's number one for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Well, we are wrapping up our first conversation today, which has to do with, of course, having the feel of Lagos, and also hearing from you about how you've been feeling, hearing all the news about snakes in the toilets. And Nigerians and Lagosians have called in and shared their experience and the fears. I was literally looking, checking, and cross-checking again all that existed in my toilet just before I get easy because of the fear, you know. And I know that a lot of people are also feeling the same way. We decided to bring it on the radio to hear your story. So far, so good. We have received a number of comments and messages. So we'll take some WhatsApp messages quickly. And before we get into a family clinic for today, and Andrea's got a number of tips for you, for those who are worried. All right. Hi, Collins and Andrea Adobe Teke. Trust me, this meets you well. I'm developing a solution to the snake toilet menace. We'll share when I'm done with it, with my solution. Emmanuel from Mushin. Thank you, Emmanuel. He's working on a solution. That's beautiful to hear. There was a day I drank so much that I had a dream that I was by the roadside, you know, trying to pee, and I ended up bedwetting only for me to carry the mattress off for cleaning up, and I saw a snake by the side of the rock trying to wiggle its way underneath. You know, I was fixed and kept asking myself, was it that I bedwetted, or would I have been my faith or whatever? Man, that's Winger. Thank you so much for saying that message, but that's scary. Was it a dream or it happened like real life? He was dreaming and then he woke up. It was real life. Anyways, more messages come to take. All right, meanwhile, all right, what's up, Lagos? My area has always believed that my house was a cleaner and safer. Virtually every house has experienced snake invasion. Sometimes in the community, we point to my house as an example the community people should emulate. Guys, boom, one day at night, the community people heard a very terrible noise. It was me and my family running out of our lives. You know, we said, well, two snakes in my domot. He said, I was covered with shame, my brother. Lesson is, we all are equal in front of our enemies. Same flesh, same bone, just pray and keep clean at up times. It's a love Nigeria info, like, you know, the house without snake. Oh, yeah, I love that. Kenneth from Agbado. Thank you, Kenneth. All right. Thank you so much for that.
Do we have more messages?
There are. There are quite a lot. A lot of them. Mm. This one says, hi, the techers. What's up, Lagos? This snake thing is getting out of hand, Zoo. He said, now everybody is now looking at their toilet bowl now before using it. He said, what of people who live in places where snakes are worshipped? There are states in Nigeria where killing a snake is an abomination. So if you see snake in your bowl in these states, he said, what should you do? Prostrate and worship them?
Thank you for coming.
That's a good question, man. Welcome. Or what? Good morning, Techers. I don't have bush in my area in Ajegunle. We hardly hear of snakes here. Bennett from Ajegunle. Thank you so much. We appreciate you for that. I think that's much we can take. Okay. A lot more, but we have to just move on.
Right. So let me just give this tip that is coming from The Nation. It says, the very first thing to do is to keep your windows and sliding doors in your bathroom closed to ensure the screens are fully intact so a snake can't slide into it anyway. Another one is, that's the second tip, says, prevent a mouse or rat infestation in your home with the correct rodent protection. Snakes would follow the food trail. So if you have mice or rats near or in your house, get rid of them faster. The third one here says, always make sure that all the bushes around your house are properly cleared and well burnt so as to prevent any rodent or reptile from harboring around the house. Another here says, another thing you should take note of is to always ensure you fumigate your toilet sink regularly. There are special pesticides that are made specially for this purpose. That's why we said earlier that you should make sure you reach out to your local fumigator because they are specially made pesticides for things like that. Another here says, keep your toilet lid closed at all times, and you can always make sure of a flat tire to cover your bathroom filter when you're not in the bathroom so as to stop any further movement of the reptile through the pipes. And I think this one, we have to sound it as more or less a warning. Or, you know, to remind us, there are people who use a toilet bowl and don't close it. The moment you're about to flush, it is after you're done doing the do, close the toilet seat and then you flush and leave it that way. Don't leave the toilet bowl seat open. Please, I beg you. And then the last one here says, always make sure you check inside your toilet sink before you sit on it. Avoid using the toilets in the dark, and public toilets are dangerous to use anyhow. So if you must use them, don't sit directly on them. Lift your, you know, behind slightly above the bowl and be watchful.
Very, very useful tips right there. And well, we are live still on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And in case you're worried about snakes, those tips, you can just hold on to them and find out what you need to do. We don't want you to go running
helter
skelter. That word that kept, you know, anyway, let's leave that for a minute. Well, there was a message here that I was going to take, but maybe we should just move on with our stories for today. Okay, that one.
Okay. Victor from Bagada says, good morning. I feel Luna, the beautiful best friend ever. I love you both. From my own side, I saw the story on Instagram. Now, hot water, they flush before using it. Oh, okay. He says he flushes with hot water before using it. Another here says, good morning. I'm Bayo from Ikeja. As for the snake in the toilet, here are chemicals you can use to fumigate your septic tank. Get DD Force, pour some in your toilet, and flush it plenty of water. All crawling animal in your toilet system will all die. He says DD-Force is the kind of pesticide that you can use to fumigate your toilet. Okay. Another here says, this Evans from Festac says, Omo, this snake thing is scary. I saw today not to mix kerosene and salt. It can help chase the snake away, else I would not use the toilet again. I'm not sure. I don't know. I've never tried it before, so I don't know how effective it is. That is salt and kerosene. I don't know how effective that is. But I mean, if you have tried it and it's effective for you, kudos. But I would suggest that you look out for your local fumigator to help you out with what really works and what is effective, right? Mm-hmm. Another here is saying, let's see. The person said, these picture back when I was a kid, a hand of a gorilla holding the undies of a lady who wanted to use the WC. That picture has been on my mind for a while until I grew over it. Now it's snake. Says, God help us. God help us indeed. I think that's a bit that we have on WhatsApp. And it's time to move straight to the clinic, as someone is in the clinic today. Hopefully, we'll help him out with what he should do. He's actually very upset. And he needs clarity. He needs either to go. I think that he already has made up his mind as to what he wants to do, but it's how to go about it that he needs an advice on. So I think that today we might be helping him out, right, on the best way to go about what it is that he is about to do. Stick around, Lagos. We'll be right back.
Absolutely. Well, 11:11. You love that time. 11:11.
We talk about real-life conversations happening to real-life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything. The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. The Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
All right, Lagos, welcome. It's time to head straight to the clinic where we have this anonymous young guy. He decided to be anonymous. I'm going to be reading his story and then you tell him what he needs to do right now in the situation that he has found himself in. So his story reads, good day, the Techers. Thank you for being a blessing. I want to seek advice from you and your audience. Here is my story. I am from a family of five. I have three siblings, myself and my mother. We lost our dad some months ago, and it has been very tough for us. We have buried him already, and we thank God for the success of the burial. My father left us with some landed properties in his business, but my uncles are not willing to leave it to us. They said our father didn't leave any will stating the properties were for us. That his, specifically one of my uncles, said that he added his money to help my father grow his business and that he is in charge of his properties until we are grown enough to handle it. I am 25 years and I am not a child anymore. I want to be involved in my father's business and I also want to help my younger ones and my mother too. My mother says I should not fight with him or demand for what's rightfully ours, and that we should keep praying for him to change his mind. I want to demand for what is rightfully ours. I just need your advice on how to go about it. Thank you, the Techers.
Thank you. story. The Thai rapper, you know, he's you know, that's how they describe in Africa. That's Thai gilly and rapper, and that's because a common happening in African society. It's more or less like you're left to yourself.
Mm.
We'll take a message from a sponsor, and when we come back, we'll continue with this and hear more from the story, and then get to hear what Nigerians have to say about this. Welcome back. It is the Family Clinic with the Techers, and we're live. We hear that this particular segment for now, next 15 minutes thereabout, sponsored by Trolley App and Instant Trolley App, like you heard a message from there. But let's move on with the story one more time and then hear what Lagos has to say. May I have a thing or two to also drop on this matter.
Okay, so I would take the story again if you didn't listen to it and or you just want to listen more to really understand what his plight is. So he says, I want to seek advice from you and your audience. Here is my story. I am from a family of five. I have three siblings, myself and my mother. We lost our dad some months ago, and it has been very tough for us. We have buried him already, and we thank God for the success of the burial. My father left us with some landed properties in his business, but my uncles are not willing to leave it to us. They said our father didn't leave any will stating the properties were for us. That is, specifically one of my uncles said that he added his money to help my father grow his business and that he's in charge of his properties until we're grown enough to handle it. I am 25 years and I am not a child anymore. I want to be involved in my father's business and also help my younger ones and my mother too. My mother says I should not fight with him or demand for what's rightfully ours, that we should keep praying for him to change his mind. I want to demand for what is rightfully ours. I just need your advice on how to go about it. So there you go. He's ready to go against what his mom says, that is to pray that his uncle will change his mind and just sit and wait, right? He's ready to go against that, and he wants to fight, really. He wants to really demand for what is his. He wants to be involved in his father's business. He wants to gain access to the properties and gain access to the business because he says things have actually been really tough for them. So what do you think? What do you make of his story?
First of all, that's a story that resonates with me because I had that kind of experience. Mm. My dad was quite well-to-do. And when he passed on, I remember that his wife, my stepmom at the time, your dad's wife is your stepmom, right?
Your dad's wife is your stepmom, yes.
Okay. So, you know, she and her mom were already telling me that, hey, don't come here. This is not your father's household. Your father does not have property here. If you come here, blatantly, we'll kill you.
Wow.
Yeah, it was blatant. And I remember telling my mom, and my mom just told me, Jejeli, my son, I don't want you. You're still young. You are going to become, don't worry. Just leave them. They should carry their wahala. We will not die. But I know that I went through a whole lot because, you know, I had to start, you know, fending for myself. Hence why you heard the stories that I went through.
Yeah.
You know, and every time I look at it, but this man had money now. This man was loaded now. This man is he has property, he has stuff. I know his houses. So why can't I fight? I was, even though I was a small child, I was young, I was small, but you know, I was 15, 14 or thereabout. But I was eager, I was ready to fight. So I can totally relate to that. But I'm also happy on the other hand that I listened to my mom.
Hmm.
Because later on it became bloody. There were fights here and there, people were dying. People were just dying anyhow as a result of, you know, fighting for property. You know, I have rights. So it was a fight between my stepmom's family and my dad's own siblings and family. Oh. So you can imagine that if I was in that mix. And here I am, I'm the first child. I'm the first son. So, you know, I'm already a threat So I totally understand that situation. And I don't want to advise him to just act like me, you know, just say, oh, please listen to your mom. But it's always advisable to listen to your parents, especially in any kind of situation.
Yeah.
Because if you go fight, to what end? Before you lose your life because of, you know, at the end of the day, you find out that there's no much there.
Right.
It's a tough place to find yourself, but hey, what can I say? This is when Lagos would come in to talk to us.
Absolutely. 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01-465-7190. What do you think he should do? I mean, he has said that he's not even going to listen to his mom. He's not even ready to listen to his mom. He wants to fight for what is rightfully his dad's business, his dad's properties, and his uncles are holding on to it, saying that when he's old enough to handle the business or to handle everything, that he would leave it to them, right? But I think that he is, you know, not, he doesn't trust that his uncle is going to leave it to them.
Yeah.
He's 25 and he says he's old enough to be fight. Involved and to fight. So, I mean,
now, that's, there's so many questions too. There's no will. That's another thing.
Uh-huh.
And to legally now to prove that, another wahala. And then another thing, that's a lesson to so many people. If you haven't written your will or you don't think you are, I'm not going to die, but in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, you know, I won't die. And leave your children or your family to go through this, you know, torment when you're not there.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a number of calls and then take a message from one of our sponsors. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. What's your name?
Yeah. Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi,
welcome.
Joy.
So, my advice to that young man is for him to just run away.
Should run away.
People are going to roast him. They are going to roast him. So, this is Africa. I know we are very diabolical. You might just want to think, want to go to the lawyer aspect and all that. Mm-hmm. But, there are some fights that you choose to fight another day. So if you really want to live long, if you really want to his destiny not to whatever center to truncate his destiny, it's better to just see his mother and just leave.
Okay.
One day he's going to get justice from. But for now, it's just wrong.
All right.
I'm happy.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Joy.
See, we're in Africa. Before you start the what you cannot finish.
What you can't finish.
Run away. You know, actually, low-key in my mind, I believe that one day I'm going to, like, stay in the face of those people and just declare them, say, hey, I've made it. Where did you go? You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, just say, I'm going to collect this stuff with my dad's own and just booger them small.
Yeah.
You know, but the right thing is run away for a bit.
Do you know I have a different look at this particular story?
Okay.
What I think I'm going to tell him to do. Okay. I have, like, a different view. But let's hear from other people. Let's hear from our listener. Hello? Right. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, good morning, the Takers.
Good morning.
How are you, sir? How are you, ma?
We're doing good.
Doing great.
You guys are doing great job. This is TJ from Okudu.
Oh, welcome, great to TJ. Have
yeah, tell that guy to run for his dear life. I lost a neighbor a few years ago, a very close friend. He's just one of them, an evil guy. He finished from university. He was supposed to go for his master. And he went to the mom and said, hey, our daddy's property in the village. I want to go and claim it. And the mom said, you know your uncle. Everybody knows him. Please, don't go. Then, no, mom should forget. And he went to the uncle and began to brag. You can't do me anything. This and that, blah, blah, blah. This guy left the uncle's place. He didn't get home. He told his head, my head. And he died on the way.
Wow.
I'm telling you true life story. My next door neighbor here in Lagos, the sister is a big girl. She works in the bank. Said, don't worry, we are not suffering. I can take care of you, your masters and everything. That guy just, make the mother go through hell. Now he's dead.
Wow.
You know? So, yes, I have Christ. If you're sure of your Christ, you can confront anything. But if you know you are neither here nor there, and you want to confront somebody that you believe, You didn't even hide it, you know? Everybody knows where it came from, but who dare confront him? So if you know you are not sure of what you
have,
what your background is, your backbone is, run for your dear life and work for your own property.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. We have Gracie, baby.
Hello.
Welcome. So, yes, you want to tell us something juicy happening?
Yes, I do.
Well, the last 15 minutes you just listened to was sponsored by Instant Trolleys. But hey, let's move on back to our family talk and the family clinic as we proceed on the show today. The phone lines are buzzing. You heard the start of the gentleman. What should he do?
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. If you'd like to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that also.
On 0809-597-5805. For those asking if we're streaming, I'm not sure we are. As soon as we can or we are, we'll let you know. In the meantime, send your messages or call us live.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Top of the day to you.
Top of the day to you, too.
Hello, Abby, Dani.
Holy Adele.
You know what? We are in the modern time. The days of ignorance, God overlooked. Now, the man should consult a lawyer and table the matter to the lawyer to give him an advice as to get to the property. And it depends on where the property is.
Okay.
If it's in Lagos, it's very cheap to handle. Okay. But if it's in the village, it might not be profiting anything there as regard to land use. So let him consult a lawyer, and the lawyer will invite the uncle and interview him. If the interview is recorded, it can be taken to court, and the court will have the final say. As regard to spiritual protection, we all are entitled to be protected by God, but if the willingness is there. But if you are not willing, you are in the open air, anything can happen. As that young man called his head, and he died. But today that I cried, no condemnation.
All right. Thank you. Nathan from Unilex out online.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my view to the young man is that he can either fight a secret battle or should be ready to lose his life. Because the mother has said what is correct. You should listen to the mother. Because like someone said earlier, we're Africans. These things happen. It's either he goes to church or wherever he believes and keep fighting the uncle without his knowing, secretly praying that God should make him to return whatever is his to him. And God will do it. Or he should be ready to die for it. If he's ready to die for it and other siblings enjoy the property, then I believe he will have a solution.
So what you're saying is that he should listen to his mom?
Or fight a secret battle.
Oh. Listen to his mom and pray.
Okay.
Continue to pray and there'll be a solution.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nathan. More calls coming in and WhatsApp messages too.
All right. On WhatsApp, Emmanuel from Mushi here says, good morning, the Techers. Since there is no will, please face your life and walk out. Whatever you will become, you will become. Life has a way of paying people for the wrongs they do. It may be rough, but it's worth it at the end of it. Okay. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Emeka, I'm calling from K2FA.
Welcome.
Go ahead, Emeka.
Please, I want to talk to that brother.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I tell God, beggar. Me, I forgot the place I come from. Even my own land about from my village. They will do me to collect half of the land. Say the man married two wife. But when I because I've lost my father and my mother, when I remember the thing my mother tell me and my father tell me, I leave the land around for my life. Now I'm living at my own house at Lagos, okay, to go to here now.
Wow.
Let that boy run where. Let him go hustle. Let him go out. Make him run where. Run.
Okay.
Not be small run. If you try him, now God will help him.
Amen. Thank you.
Right. Julian is on the line. Hi, Julian. Welcome.
Hello, Angela. Good morning.
Good morning.
Calling. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Good morning.
It's my first time calling.
Well, good to have you, Julian.
Yeah, please. That's brother. I just want to contribute in my own small understanding. You know, since you see land is property, please help me tell that guy to just stay away from that man, that uncle. That is uncle that said he added his money in his father's business. that until when, please, just tell that guy to move away from that man if he wants to live his life. Because that man will, like, he will clear anybody that he see on his way. See, this thing happened to my son's father. When I was telling him, please, stay away from land issues. They almost killed him. It's not for the salvation of God.
Mm.
They almost killed him. If tomorrow he said he's sick, here he's telling me, that is telling me, he has gone to hospital. They died. In fact, nothing that they saw, it was spiritual. It was when God intervened in his own case. That is why he's alive today. Please, that boy, that guy should stay away from that man. That man will do something nasty to that guy. Please, Angela, please help me to beg that guy to stay away.
Boy,
Colin,
yeah.
Tell that guy to stay away from that uncle. If that uncle is not good, he has stolen his mind to him that he should please stay away. If you want that woman, his mother, to be alive and then enjoy her life and then happy, please, that guy should stay away from that man.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Right. We have Richard on the line. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chester Life!
I'm a first-time caller. I'm so happy. I'm so grateful to call.
We're happy to have you.
So, yeah, please, I just want to contribute to the topic on ground concerning the 25 years old who want to fight the uncle over the father, the late father property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when everybody said the guy should run, you know, that's not the way to go, you know. There are many ways to catch a rat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what I would say, what I would tell the guy is that the battle is too big. It's bigger than his age for now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the battle is bigger than his age. And one thing, too, I want him to look at, he should go back and check what killed his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Was it because of the land? He should go back, he should talk to his mom, if his mom or other uncle, if they are with him. You should try and find out before you confront the uncle. You should try and find out from other family elders what killed his dad. And that land, you should try to to make more inquiries to know the history of the land.
Okay.
And also, for now, I see that the battle is bigger than its age.
Okay.
Because you are talking about the land. Let me just share a story briefly from Cross River State. A young guy traveling from Abuja, that was last 2 weeks. You know, to go and bury his grandma. So got him there from Abuja, you know, this is a guy, he was still in school. Like he was on a 400 level. Then, you know, his daddy is late and left over property and his uncle seized all the property. But the guy was also like, no, I'm not going to give up. I have to fight for what belongs to me. But he didn't take it, you know, he didn't have anybody or maybe he didn't make the right inquiries how to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ended up going for the grandma burial. That was the last 2 weeks, you know. He just, after the burial, he just said, let me go and sleep. The guy did not wake up again. That was the end.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the end of it. So the guy should leave the battle for now. I see it as the battle is bigger than its age for now.
Okay.
What he should do, he should try to to gather more knowledge and information about the land.
Hmm.
And if you ask me, if you want to fight about the land, you should go for the right, as in the legal way.
No, right.
You should not go and like to confront the man, that I have and my muscle is big or my shoulder is. No. You should just keep quiet. You should not even let the man know his plan.
That is
coming for the land. You just keep quiet. Mm. If he has money, he can confront a lawyer. He can consult a lawyer.
That's okay. Right.
All right, that makes sense. Mazi is on the line. Welcome.
Andre, good afternoon. Colleagues.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. You are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, sir.
Colin, the trap setter. I hope you are catching the grass cutter that time. Yeah.
Yes, so grass cutter, bush meat.
Okay, concerning the topic on the ground now, although I don't know where the part of tribe the young man is coming from, but if he's coming from the east, I will advise him, let him go to the Atan Union. Maybe if the property in this Lagos, or maybe residing in this Lagos, you should go to the Atan Union and table the matter.
Okay.
Then they will now invite the uncle before the Atan Union, and they will now judge the case for them. Or if that's not enough, you go down to the village and draw the attention of their Igwe and the casemen. I think with the presence of those Thai Union and the casemen, even though the man have anything bad in mind, to, he will not carry that. Because even some people will be threatening him that if anything happened to this young man, they will hold him responsible. Mm-hmm. They should give him his father's property back. So he will not run away. Okay. Let him go to the Thai Union and table the matter. Then the Thai Union will not invite the man. And then they will judge it.
Okay.
I think at the end of the day now, he will get a fair judgment.
Thank you, Mazi. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
we appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
I think that's actually is wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom.
Town, because there always someone is answerable to somebody.
Yes, he's actually from the East, so I think this should go well with him, or this should help him, right?
Mm. Yeah,
it should
help
him
a lot.
0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello? Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Juliana on the line.
Welcome, Juliana.
Straight to the topic on the ground. Please help.
Ooh. Right, we have WhatsApp messages, and this is coming from Sean. Sean here says, "Hi, the techers. Please, my advice to him is he who runs from a fight leaves to fight another day. Unless he has enough jazz and power and influence to fight the uncle, this is not only Africa but Nigeria. If the uncle has power in Nigeria, they will kill the boy and nothing will happen." Okay. Another here says, "Good morning, the techers. My advice to that young man, let him listen to his mother's voice. It's just a matter of time. His father would definitely fight for him unknowingly." Said Tekes, "This life, many things are happening. I'm Ibrahim Abchabu from VI, your regular listener. Thanks." Thank you for dropping that message. Another is coming from Kingsley. Kingsley from Shemulu here says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the Tekes. That guy should listen to his mom and pray for God to touch and change his uncle's mind. I have an uncle who's sitting on my father's property right now, but we are suffering paying rent here. Is the war for us. My mom has encouraged me to stay off my dad's properties and hustle for my own. Please, the guy should stay off and hustle. He might get killed. Some of our uncles are wicked."
What's that?
All right, another here says, "A friend of mine went to tell his uncle," or let me start from this. This person is saying, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning. If the young man is ready to die, he should confront his uncles. Tell him to take his mother's advice." China from Lekki says, "A friend of mine went to tell his uncle to leave his land that his dad left for him. The uncle agreed, and my friend was to go back in 2 weeks to conclude, but died in the second week, just 2 days to departure."
Wow.
"A word is enough for the wise." Okay. Another message says, "Good morning, the techers. A young man should please listen to his mom's advice. God will give him the grace to work and get his own properties. Says properties are not worth fighting for. He has his life ahead of him."
Wow.
Right. this is coming from who? Patrick. Patrick says, Patrick from Ogba, says, "Good morning. Sometimes fear is the enemy that we face. He should follow it up wisely, and he needs a spiritual backup, then follow the law line as human rights if possible." Okay. Another here says, "Good morning, the techers. There's a saying in Yoruba that you shouldn't ask about the type of death that killed your father when you haven't got hold of a cutlass." Says, "Firstly, the cause of his father's death shouldn't be clear to him now. He should run."
That's true, because it's almost suicidal to try to find out what killed my dad. It's good though, but do you want to channel your energy towards that? Or as a young man, do you want to like pick up your life and look, this is my situation right now?
Yeah.
What do I do?
You know, this is what I was thinking I was going to share.
Yeah.
It might be not the popular knowledge, but this is just what I was thinking. What's the relationship with his uncle? Now, yes, it looks like there's already some aggressiveness ongoing. It looks like there's already some undertone of harshness and, you know, all of that ongoing. What I would have suggested is he should be humble to his uncle. Forget the fight, forget the hustle, forget the, oh, I must get my father's property and all of that. You know, just use wisdom with the uncle.
Be humble.
Act like you are, we are fine. Act like we are okay. Just ask
uncle,
you, okay,
you're my
uncle,
daddy now.
Hey, you're not my, exactly. I want to learn this business. I want to understand this thing. And then he's from there, learning the business, from there, getting documents that he knows is meant for him, right? You know, just wisely doing the whole thing subtly without uncle even suspecting that this guy has intentions to take what rightfully belongs to his father. That's just what I thought I was going to share.
That's
if that made any sense.
That's right. It makes a lot of sense. But let's also look at the fact that the guy is aggrieved. He has not gotten closure from
his father's
death. He's still acting in anger. Like, look, my dad is dead and I have this thing. So that alone, I think he needs to heal from that too.
Okay.
Before even thinks of doing anything.
Or even fighting for a property and all whatnot.
Any step you take to, I mean, in anger, it's always, you make irrational decisions. You just make decisions that would not help.
True.
So I think that he has to heal from that. And also, and then listen to the mom. And if you want to fight, hold on for now. His landed property is there now.
It's not going anywhere.
One day you have the power to be able to ask that question. I'm sure today now, if I stand up and say I want to get some of my dad's property, I will get it in one hand.
Yeah.
Because I will not carry the weight.
So that means
the weight of the people I know too. I just you know,
that
goons.
Means we're saying that his age,
you know,
he thinks he's old enough, but he's actually not old enough for the kind of fight that he is looking to fight.
Yeah, but it's a strong fight. It's a die for. So you have to be very, very, very ready. Well, if I give you an advice, Kuku, just play Land Lotto now. If you play Land Lotto,
you win
land in Lagos, or you win an apartment in Lagos. And that settles the matter. Your uncle will say, hey, your uncle can come and collect your Land Lotto house, right? Anyways, we are in the minute sponsored by Land Lotto. We'll take a message from them, and then we'll continue with our talk and hear more from you. Stay right here.
You don't hear about Land Lotto, you don't ready to win better. This one na ogbonge opportunity for you to change your life, come move enter new level. You know say with Land Lotto,
if you carry 200 to win 10,000 naira daily. If you play 500, you fit win 50,000 naira every Super Saturday. If you come play 1,000 naira, you fit win 500,000. If you get mine, put 2,000 naira, you fit become landowner for our land mega win. If you can't get mine, come on, try your luck. If you play with 3,000 naira to win an apartment in this our Lagos.
To play, make you register on top www.landlotto.ng and make you follow all the instructions where them give you. Land Lotto, you win every day.
Yes, we're on the second this moment is sponsored by Land Lotto, like you heard. But let's take more messages. You know, land matter, property matter. You know, and that could also be a solution for Densha, sincerely thinking about it. Instead of going to put your life at risk.
Right. On WhatsApp, Benneth from Ajegunle says, good morning, the techers. I will advise the boy to run for his life because any uncle that is claiming property of the dead are always diabolical. He should consider his life before properties. Okay. Another here says, this is coming from, your name is Kenneth. Yeah. Kenneth from Agbado says, sup Lagos, this is boiled down to a country that its laws are not working. If they are working, there's no guarantee that the law will give you security, if not the purest, pure court. Fight how? For what? it says uncles, aunties are more dangerous if we don't know. Okay. All right. Another's coming from Aremu.
Yes, put gender line.
Aremu says, what's up, Lagos? My take is for the guy to leave the uncle alone. The uncle wouldn't kill now. There are situations in life worse than death. The uncle might not kill him, but turn his upside down to the extent he wouldn't even remember he has anything anywhere. Okay.
Things are happening.
It says the guy should get prepared first before taking the battle to the uncle if he's not willing to lose his life.
Good advice. Just like what a lot of people have said.
Yeah.
Well, 0700-993-993-993. It's the family clinic. If you're just joining us, we have a story of a gentleman who lost a dad. And the uncle decided to take over all the property, and including the business.
Yeah.
The uncle said, I put my money in your dad's business
to make it grow.
So you don't know anything. To make the matters worse, no will to show that, okay, this is for my family. And that gave them the power to be able to like just go ahead and just do it from legal perspective. And this gentleman is 25 and he says, look, I'm going to fight, you know. And but the mom said, please, remove your hand. This can take your life, please. We can manage like that. And the guys are going through a whole lot. Their family of five, he has three siblings. And it's a tough place to find yourself. So he says he wants to fight, but the mom says no. And he's asking for advice. So far, so good. Lagosians have been talking. What would you say to this gentleman as we proceed?
0700-993-993-993.
Our matter on ground in the clinic today is a tough one. Because you know when they make you feel, when you're cheated, it's difficult for you to be cheated. You can see your crow eye like this and you can't do anything.
Yeah.
It's a very frustrating place to find yourself.
That's where he is right now.
Yeah.
That's exactly where the patient in the clinic today is. He's really frustrated.
But life no balance. It's a common statement around here. But the truth is, it is what it is. Life balance in my life in Jesus' name. but life is just totally unfair sometimes. You look at some things, you'll be like, why can't?
Yeah.
You know, that's why you find a situation where people have enough food to eat that they are disposing it.
Yeah. And others don't even have any.
I saw someone yesterday was feeding the dog with full chicken, like each of the dogs, full chicken, full complete one. He just threw it to them and they were eating well-prepared chicken.
Wow.
You know, and on the other hand, somebody is just hoping. Somebody else is just hoping that, you know, at the end of the day, that they find even Gary. Hmm. The Gary said, nah, salt, don't take drink the Gary. You see how life is. So sometimes when things happen to you, man, you just take it that it is life and then, you know, take it in and deal with it from within as against trying to, like, put the blame. Because there's always someone to blame. As you and I, don't get somebody to blame.
Uh-uh.
There's always someone in your life you can blame.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know. So, I mean, from majority of the calls and text messages that we have gotten, I mean, WhatsApp messages that we've gotten, the advice is for him to flee. Like, leave the properties, leave your uncle and flee. They're saying that this battle is too big for you to fight. That you should invest that time in developing yourself, put that time in, you know, becoming something for yourself rather than depending on, you know, what your father left for you. Because apparently your father didn't exactly leave anything because there isn't a will. And that, we should even resound this as how do I call it now? A lesson for us to learn. Where that, you know, you think that time will come, nothing would happen to me, I'm going to be fine, my children will see, you know, and all of that. But, I mean, it's just wisdom to have your will written down so that you don't put your children in situations like this, that this gentleman is ongoing or experiencing right now.
That comes to us.
Yes, no. I have even spoken to you about it, haven't I? Why? I've spoken to myself about it. It's not a matter of, God forbid, I'm not going to die. It's not a matter of, God forbid, I would not die.
Maybe this is what we're going to start the show with tomorrow.
As we grow older, it's not even, you know, we celebrate birthdays and say plus one.
Mm.
But in the real sense of it, it's minus one.
Mm.
It means that you are gradually approaching lesser times on the surface of the earth.
Hmm.
Let's tell ourselves the hard truth.
Benio. So this will matter. We should make it a topic maybe tomorrow and talk about it and find out if you're in the will. Because we still have that religious belief that, hey, my will, if I write a will, that means are you about to die? You know, but it's something that even some experts in that space would tell you, professionals would tell you, it's very important to do, to avoid all these stories,
yes,
as it were. And with the advent of technology, will writing and also having your property under the will, it's easier, as it were. There's so many organizational businesses that can help out. Well, let's squeeze in a call or two. Don't forget, this part of the show is sponsored by Land Lotto. Let's hear from you. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Take
care.
Yeah.
My submission is that the landed and the, at least the landed property should stay, but that company, can you hear me?
Yes, we are here.
The land, the company, mm-hmm. and they have nothing. Even though he didn't fight, the uncle, after tasting all the goodies,
mm-hmm.
after this is the right time. Well, he should approach his, the just like you earlier said that this the man is from the east,
mm-hmm.
and one caller said that you can approach the Tan Union from east. The Tan Union,
yes.
go to the Eze.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because if the uncle should taste all these goodies, even you are 45 or 50, you come up, he will strike you because mm-hmm. he has tasted all those goodies.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up now, you want to take that thing from him, mm-hmm. it will then be difficult. Now is the right time that. Still, right, that this thing haven't getting grip of all the whole these things.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Go to the from the Tan Union, you go to the SA. It's very just deployed. And even though it has any bad intention, you cannot execute it because if anything should happen, they, all eyes and all fingers will be pointing to him.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
This is the right time. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you, very much. You know, I said earlier that was wisdom, mm-hmm. what Mazi said. You know, that he should go to his town hall or the town.
Town meeting or town. Yeah,
his kindred's mm. meeting, if it's Lagos or, you know, in the East, he should go there, table the matter to them, he should use diplomacy.
Yeah.
Use wisdom. Not being all aggressive and, you know, trying to fight and all. Just, I'm your son. You people look at me. Help me out.
My brother, you know? My sister, Sophie. Hmm.
I think that would make sense. You know, I said that too.
Yeah. This is a common happening in the East, especially. It's all everywhere. It's everywhere, but it's very common. We hear a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Before now, I thought it was just a Nollywood thing, you know.
Is it not inspiration? No, the Hollywood people, don't they feel they get inspiration from real life happenings now?
That's right.
Real life stories. So it happens. It happens.
All right. Time's still going on. Now let's squeeze in a call or two. Hello.
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 Hello. What's your name?
Hello,
welcome.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I've been listening to the topic of discussion. So I actually have two questions.
Okay.
So for every property and business, there are legal documents.
Yes.
So what are the names of those legal documents, and who is the custodian of those documents right now after the death of his parents? So if the uncle is taking over a property that he doesn't have, or he doesn't have the title documents, I mean, how effective is that takeover? Mm-hmm. He can only maybe take rent on it if it's a rented property,
mm-hmm.
but other than that, whoever is the custodian of that document is, and I don't know, whoever has the documents with him, she is the person that is in power. And secondly, if somebody dies intestate, which is without a will,
mm-hmm.
what they usually do is that you go with the death certificate to the mm-hmm. government, I don't know, I think to the court or to the law court,
mm-hmm.
and you're able to get a letter of administration.
Mm-hmm.
That letter of administration, by the laws of Nigeria, all property or all bank, and everything that a person has would mm-hmm. be listed there. And but without a will, it goes to the wife. That is what happens across all states of the country.
Okay.
When it goes to the wife, nobody else can lay claim to it. So even if you don't have a will, if you don't have a will, if you have all the relevant documents, the highest you can lose is 10%, because government will charge you 10% on all the properties or whatever has been identified that is accruable to that person.
All right,
well said indeed. We need to run now. That's from a legal point of view. He has a fight, but he has to be guided. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.